You're listening to SBS News.
A deeply wounded community comes face to face with the man who sought to destroy their lives. 17 months ago, attacks on worshippers at the Alnor and Linwood mosques in Christchurch left 51 people dead. The families and loved ones of the victims express pain they still feel, an unshakable trauma which united a community. Today, a court heard moving victim impact statements as it considered the sentence for the attacker. Muhammad Aliyan's son, Atta Ahmad, was one of those killed.
Burying one dead friend is heartbreaking. How about burying a one of a kind? A one of a kind that is my son, Atta, and 49 beloved brothers and sisters in one go.
One by one, survivors and family members of those killed in the attack confronted the assailant and told him of the suffering he'd caused. Maysoon Salama is Atta's mother.
I constantly try to imagine how my beloved Atta felt at the moment of the attack, how he faced the shooter with his chest armed only with his courage. What was in his mind when he realized he's departing this life to his last journey? How is life going to be without him being around? I can't forgive you. You gave yourself the authority to take the souls of 51 innocent people. Their only crime in your eyes is being Muslims. You injured 49 and shattered the dreams of so many innocent people. You widowed 32 wives and 2 husbands. You orphaned 51 children. You terrorized the whole New Zealand and saddened the whole world. I don't think the world will forgive you for your horrible crime against humanity.
The gunman is Brenton Tarrant. On the 15th of March 2019, he stormed 2 mosques during Friday prayers, killing 51 people and injuring dozens of others. The 29-year-old from Grafton in New South Wales has pleaded guilty to all charges, including one charge of committing a terrorist act. He showed little emotion as the names of his victims were read out loud. Crown Prosecutor Barnaby Hawes addressed the court.
Information he obtained from the internet included detailed mosque plans, interior pictures of the mosques, mosque locations, and specific details such as prayer times and important days in the Islamic calendar to ascertain when the mosques would be at their busiest.
New Zealand police snipers were positioned in various locations near the court. Evidence was provided highlighting how the gunman studied the mosque layouts in the months prior to the attack by flying a drone directly over the mosque and focusing on entry and exit points. It was also revealed he intended to burn each place of worship to the ground and had planned to target a third mosque, but was arrested before he could. Mr. Hawes addressed the court.
He obtained a large amount of information about mosques in New Zealand, predominantly within the South Island. The planned time for entry was to ensure the maximum number of worshippers would be present. The defendant analysed the mosque layouts to determine likely exit routes fleeing worshippers might utilise. He further stated the attacks were motivated by his ideological beliefs and he intended to instil fear into those he described as invaders, including the Muslim population or more generally non-European immigrants. These comments echo his manifesto in which the defendant wrote that he was carrying out the attacks, which he again referred to as terrorist attacks, quote, to directly reduce immigration rates to European lands by intimidating and physically removing the invaders themselves, unquote. And his intention was, quote, to create an atmosphere of fear and change, unquote.
Jana Ezzat is the mother of Hussein Alomari, who was one of the victims.
I forgive you. Damage was done, and Hussein will never be here. So I have only one choice, is to forgive you.
Others were unable to forgive, but they spoke of their remarkable determination not to let hate win. Attack survivor Khalid Majid Abdul Rauf Al-Nobani explains.
We are not broken. We are come more united from just you make that, and thank you for that.
The gunman may face life in prison, possibly without parole. The 4-day hearing continues. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.